Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday evening, August 8th, 2025, and we have a great mix of environmental and energy headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
UGI reminds homeowners and contractors to call before you dig on National 811 Day and every day. August 11th is National 811 Day, and UGI Utilities, Inc., reminds homeowners and contractors to call 811 before digging. By calling 3 days in advance, utility lines can be marked to prevent accidental hits. Homeowners must call if doing the work, while contractors are responsible if hired. It's a free service for homeowners and a small fee for contractors. Remember to provide details about the work when calling. Contacting power lines can be deadly, so be cautious. Visit www.ugi.com/811 for more safety information and to schedule training. UGI Utilities serves over 760,000 customers in parts of 46 Pennsylvania counties and one Maryland county.
Rockbreaks, AI-driven energy demands highlight strategic value of Platinum Group Metals Lithids, NYSE American PLG PTM, Waterberg Project. The rise of AI-generated services is putting pressure on the global power grid, creating opportunities for Platinum Group Metals, PLG, PTM. Platinum is becoming essential due to data center electrification and sustainability trends. PLG's Waterberg Project, a top Platinum Group Metal resource, is well-positioned. As AI and data center growth strain electricity infrastructure and metal supply chains, Platinum's role as a catalyst material and industrial metal is crucial. With clean power demand rising, PLG's investments align with market dynamics. Platinum Group Metals operates the Waterberg Project, a palladium and platinum deposit in South Africa. For more information, visit www.platinumgroupmetals.net.
Prosper Water adds executive chairman and new board members. Prosper Water, a technology innovator in sustainable water treatment, has appointed Curtis F. Brockelman Jr. as executive chairman and Keith Oldewertel as a member of the board of directors. Their leadership brings expertise in investment strategy and operational execution, reinforcing the company's governance as it scales its operations. Prosper is commissioning its flagship gas infusion biological reactor, TechR technology project in Cabo de Santo Agostinho, Brazil, the first series of planned wastewater treatment facilities with a total capacity of 18 million gallons per day. Mr. Brockelman, with over 25 years of experience in investment management, brings a visionary approach and talent for identifying trends. Mr. Oldewertel, with over 45 years of experience in the water industry, serves as an invaluable asset as Prosper Water scales its technology. Their strategic insight and operational expertise position them perfectly to lead Prosper Water into its next chapter. China tells EV makers to stop counterproductive price wars. China has warned EV makers in the country to avoid engaging in counterproductive price wars to protect the economy. With China being the largest EV market, numerous companies are fiercely competing to secure their share. The Chinese authorities are working to address overcapacity in the NEV industry, which could lead to long-term sustainability and potentially benefit international players like Powerbank Corporation. Green Car Stocks is a platform focused on EVs and the green energy sector, providing access to a wide network for companies looking to reach investors, influencers, and consumers. Investor news breaks. Standard Lithium Limited, American SLI, reports Q2 2025 progress on Estaway project and highest lithium brine grade to date. Standard Lithium Limited announced progress on its SWA project in Arkansas, achieving its highest lithium brine grade to date. The company completed phase one fieldwork targeting 22,500 tons per year of battery quality lithium carbonate. the Arkansas Oil and Gas Commission approved a 2.5% royalty rate for Phase 1, a first in the state. Standard Lithium also developed a process with Telescope Innovations Corp. to convert lithium hydroxide into battery-quality lithium sulfide. The company reported $33.8 million in cash, $30.6 million in working capital, and no debt as of June 30, 2025. For more information, visit Standard Lithium's website.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.